Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the queries, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Well, today in our studio, we have with us very talented expert. She is Sister Salma Khalafan, and the more I talk about her, it is less indeed. Well, she's an expert in Islamic upbringing, and today we have had this pleasure to invite her, and we're going to discuss some of the very important issues, especially regarding the teenagers, with her today. Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, sister, we have a question today from a teenager, and I would want you to start with this. My dreams are nightmares. Would you please show me a cure to my bad predicament before my youth wastes away?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sure. Why not? It's a fact that some dreams, as psychologists have proven, are a reflection of one's own psychological worry during the when you're awake, during wakefulness. So just to cure it, you have to be careful of certain things. For example, before sleep, what kind of things do you do so that to prevent these things? Okay. First of all, when you have such nightmares and you know that they are nightmares, immediately take out a sadaqah, take out a charity so that it cannot have the wrong effect on you. Then don't tell that to people. Don't relate it. You know, that I dreamt of a Dracula eating me up or something like that. No, that's a nightmare. For example, I dreamt that I was at the cliff and I fell down.
All right.
Yeah. So don't relate that.
Okay.
Okay, because it'll remain hanging and it'll be like, you know, they say, Falebad. When you speak out something, that speaking out, even if it's not true or far-fetched or true, it'll happen. You know,
encourage
when a person keeps
action?
On saying things that, oh, I'm nothing, I'm so boring, I don't have any knowledge, I don't have any this, you will become like that.
Psychology says that.
Yes, not only psychology, even Islam says that word that you take out,
become
be
actions.
Very careful, yeah, it can become true. So even the, you know, be so positive that even if there's something negative, put it in a positive order.
Turn it into
positive. Yeah, turn it into positive order. For example, we didn't get the tickets to go to Mashhad.
Right.
Oh, the tickets were finished. Or maybe they were there. Maybe tomorrow we might get tickets for going.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should wait more.
Okay.
Rather than, oh, we didn't get tickets to go to Mashhad. That's it. No? That's not the end of the story.
Don't be disappointed.
Yeah, maybe we'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
is there hope to get tickets?
Okay.
You know, turn that like that. So they were... say that, speak that about your, dreams, bad dreams or your nightmares. Immediately take out a sadaqah and keep quiet about them. And forget them also. And on top of it, take them in a positive sense. That's all the Holy Prophet is saying. Take them in a positive sense. Like that, there's a narration of a lady who dreamt that her husband had died. So she dreamt that her husband had died. So three times she came. That today when I dreamt. So the Holy Prophet said, that means he'll live long. But when she kept on saying that really the husband died.
Okay.
Yeah. If I remember the tradition correctly, it's something like that. That never say it out or never think that it will happen like that.
Yeah.
And in fact, the Holy Prophet said, there's another narration that says that means your husband will live very long.
Okay.
Yes. So always take it like that for yourself as well as others, whoever
think
you
positive.
See. Yeah. So other things that I can advise about this person who is having bad dreams of what to do before sleeping is very important is one thing is purify his daily activities from any unlawful thoughts or things that he's doing. Okay?
Okay.
And asking Allah for forgiveness. So he sleeps when he asks for forgiveness.
Astaghfar.
Yeah. That is a very beautiful effect it'll have on him.
Exactly.
And his dreams also. He might not remember dreaming, or he might dream of a very good thing.
Indeed.
Or something neutral.
We
but
do
not
have
nightmares.
Some very good Islamic practices that we should be going through before we go to sleep. Well, we can discuss more on that after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Sister Salma Khalfan. And we are discussing about a teenager who sees nightmares, and then his life is getting affected with that. And Sister is helping us how to deal with these nightmares. Yes, Sister.
Sometimes it's like the diet that you've had is very oily or very against your nature.
Okay.
Against your temperament.
Right.
So you react this way because that soul, the part of soul that engages in digestion is so active that it leaves that intellect soul to work.
Okay.
The barzakhiya, to see that barzakhi level of yours.
Right.
Wherever you are. The dreams are a projection of that in a better.
Right.
So because you've eaten the wrong kind of food or overeaten, that might happen.
Okay.
So be careful of what the diet you have.
All right.
Especially the etiquette when you have the diet. Don't eat it out of lust. Eat it while realizing there's a ni'mat of Allah. Eat it with Bismillah. Eat it when you've washed your hands.
Right, you know, with your right hand.
Yes, eat it with your right hand. Take salt while eating so that to prevent diseases.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are very important while eating.
Right.
Then another thing yet is that even if you're depressed with these nightmares, be satisfied with all the ni'mats that Allah has given you. Thank Him for it.
Okay.
Before you sleep, you have to do that shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Contemplate.
Yes. Contemplate on the ni'mats that He's given
right.
you.
Right.
And be thankful. Be happy with Allah's decree for you. So, of course, that may do a lot of influence in your
right.
dreams. You know, you might have, inshallah, good dreams. Another very important factor is the performance of the wudu, the ablution. That's very good because the riwayas that state that you change your sleeping into a place of worship, a mosque. It's like you're the whole night you're praying and fasting, doing qiyam and siyam
mm-hmm.
when you take ablution.
Right.
So let's not be too lazy on that. As normal people also, not only the teenager who sees bad dreams,
right.
but also we should take advantage of doing wudu before we sleep.
Right.
And of course, we should know that we have so many, treasure of du'as with us that we can recite before sleeping. For example, the tasbih of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra.
Salaam
alayhi. Yes. And that actually is before sleeping. The adab is before sleeping. We usually recite it after namaz, but the tradition is,
morals.
But it's very good to recite it after namaz as well. And it gives you sawab, a lot of sawab as well, a lot of reward. But actually it is before sleeping.
Okay.
Recite that for any kind of reward that you want, any hajat that you want, any request that you want.
Even in one of the traditions, Prophet, peace be upon him, says to Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayhi, like if you want to go for sleep, don't sleep until you perform certain things. And one of the things is to recite the tasbih, Hazrat Zahra, salamu alayhi. And if you do that, it's as good as you did Umrah.
That's right.
So,
and in fact, he says there's three tasbihat arba that you've recited. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar. That's when we read the Umrah, the Hajj, and istighfar for all the mankind. So,
yeah, that's how everyone around will be satisfied
pleased with you.
Right.
Yeah, and of course, three kul huwallahs, that is like reciting the whole
reciting
Quran.
The
so such
Quran.
Things should be like, somebody should be engaged themselves.
Yeah. And if you again send salutations on all the prophets, they will be your intercessors
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We'll discuss more, sister, after a short break. Now, listener, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. We have Sister Salma Khalfan with us today, who's helping us answer the teenage boy question, who is upset with the nightmares and wants a way out. Now, we have discussed some of the very beautiful Islamic etiquettes before going to break that. Recite the Tasbih, Hazrat Zahra, salamu alayha, ask for forgiveness of all the believers, send salutations for all the prophets, and recite Surah Tawheed thrice, which is equal to reciting Quran. Yes, sister.
Yeah, and the other thing is that this person should realize the fact that he's not only the one who's suffering. There are many people who do suffer from this kind of nightmares, that
okay.
It really spoils their moods. So pray for them. First of all, that they should also not see such dreams.
That's so beautiful.
And also another thing is that not to consider himself, very like a stranger to troubles and worries.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many people face troubles. Everybody faces some trouble or the other, some worry or the other.
All right.
So thinking would make him, he would find solace in that I'm not the only one. And plus, he would do dua also that relieve everyone of their worries.
Right.
So he's not the only one. And also, he should remind himself and not be, despondent or depressed, that he has some good actions also that he performs.
Right.
Not only the bad actions. Maybe the bad actions are giving him these bad dreams. But of his good actions, and thank Allah for them.
All right.
And then he'll get encouraged to do more good actions.
Right.
So all these are some things that would probably make the nightmares lesser and completely gone, inshallah.
Right. Well, those are some of the things that can keep a teenager away from watching the nightmares or bad dreams. Now, what can he do actually to see good dreams?
Yes, that's the way I mentioned, all those du'as, and also reading Quran, and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good dream, having good thoughts.
Okay.
Having good thoughts during the day, trying to consciously have those good thoughts so that he may see a good dream, or no dream at all is better than a bad dream.
Okay? Right.
So during the day, whatever kind of actions you have or whatever kind of thoughts you have, the repercussions show at night usually. So as far as even your diet is concerned, your actions are concerned, your way of, also the movies, the things that you watch, be very careful.
Everything has impact
yeah,
on your mind.
Yeah, it has an effect. So if you watch horror movies, know that you'll get horror kind of dreams.
Nightmares.
Nightmares.
Right.
And teenagers like doing that.
Yeah.
They, in fact, show themselves out that we watched such and such horror movies that are too bad to describe,
exactly.
So, killings going on with knives, several times knifing each other, things like that. So, and they get so used to it, and
exactly.
They boast about it that, we didn't get scared.
Right.
So all this has the repercussions. And on the other hand, if they don't watch these movies or they watch good movies, then
he will
start having good dreams, inshallah.
Right, inshallah. And as you rightly mentioned, performing ablution and turning your bed into a mosque by reciting some of the du'as you can actually stay safe from many things. And that all reminds me of going through Surah Nas. When a person is worried through anything, we seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us.
Thank you so much,
dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know?